The One Saving Grace by Julie Houston and read by Lana Wallace Taylor for Saga Egmont. Prologue. June. Do we ever grow up? I mean, really ever leave behind our inner 14-year-old selves? The chain of events that hot June afternoon, and Grace's and my reaction to those events, can only be described as downright adolescent, no different from when we were at school together and being told off for not wearing our berets, or refusing to line up quietly in the dinner line. "Keep calm, keep breathing," Grace ordered, eyeing the stream of fluid that was still continuing to seep onto the shop floor. After the sudden premature gush that had taken not only me and Grace, but also the whole of the men's department in Harvey Nichols in Manchester by surprise, the flow had subsided to an occasional sullen drip. "I am calm. I am breathing," I said, shaking my head in disbelief at being caught out like this, while trying to work out the best course of action. The twins weren't supposed to be arriving for another 3 weeks. Taking my arm as if I were an invalid and steering me towards the nice young man in charge of underpants, despite my objections, Grace had been emphatic about coming up to the second floor in order to buy new boxers for her partner Sebastian. She tried to get his attention. "Excuse me," she said bossily, pushing her way to the head of the predominantly male line in front of her. "There is a queue here, you know," a disgruntled voice shouted from the midst of the waiting men. Turning on him, calmly but icily, Grace said, "Have you ever had a baby?"
No,
I thought not. In which case, I would ask you to exercise a little patience while I endeavour to sort out my friend here." I rolled my eyes, mouthed sorry to the entire queue, and squelched my way to a nearby chair while Grace, her usual peremptory self, demanded help. "My friend, as you can perhaps see, has gone into premature labour. I wonder if we could have a little assistance here, and maybe a glass of water?" The men's underwear assistant, who couldn't have been more than 17, looked up from the box of Calvin Klein's he was intent on wrapping and blinked nervously across at me. I dutifully waved in his direction so he'd know exactly who was in danger of giving birth in full view of half the male population of Manchester. His face was comical as he glanced first at Grace's 7 months pregnant bump and then at my own, even bigger one. "Do you want me to ring for an ambulance?" he asked, obviously not quite sure what was being requested of him. "I don't think an ambulance will come all the way from Yorkshire," I shouted across to Grace, thinking of all the hospital cuts. "And I really don't want to give birth in Manchester. I don't actually live here, you see," I added for the benefit of the queue. "If someone could just give us a hand down to the car park, then we should be able to drive straight to St. Mark's in Midhope." I didn't think for 1 minute that I was actually going to produce my twins here in the Harvey Nicks men's knicker department. I just needed to rest my feet after being dragged round every baby shop in Manchester. From the moment she grasped the pregnancy stick in her hand, with its congratulatory thin blue line confirming everything she'd ever wanted, Grace had been manic in her desire to buy up not only all of the baby paraphernalia in Midhope, but also that in neighbouring Leeds and Manchester. Having accepted she'd probably never have children of her own, her boundless energy had never once dissipated, fired up as she was with delight at actually being pregnant. We, or rather I, had obviously overdone it this time. A rather scruffy-looking individual left his position at the back of the queue and ambled over to where I was leaning on the chair for support. "Where's your car, love? Is it near enough for you to walk to, or shall we call a taxi?" He smelt of stale cigarettes, and his fingernails were deeply encrusted with black. "Not your usual Harvey Nicks customer," I mused. "I'll be fine, really I will," I smiled. "If my friend here could just go and get a car and bring it round to the store's entrance, then we can zoom back down the motorway to Yorkshire and everything will be tickety-boo." "Tickety-boo?" Grace turned from where the young assistant was trying to...